Our third speaker this morning is Ms. Rachel Hassinger. Rachel is graduating from Metropolitan College with a degree in interdisciplinary studies. She lives here in Boston, Massachusetts, and works at the Boston University School of Public Health. Welcome, Rachel.
Good morning. I am Rachel Hassinger. Thank you for including me in your service today. I started this journey to graduation many years ago at a different school. Now I am finishing here at Boston University. I am a woman of faith. I used to believe in a God that heals. I still do, but it hasn't been easy. I grew up a believer. I led the youth group and studied the Bible with my peers and my mentors. I joined ecumenical and other student religious groups at my previous college. Unfortunately, I was wounded. My experiences with extreme anti-gay hatred and fear catapulted me out of the church. While this may not change soon, I trust that although my life at BU, my student life here, did not lead me through Marsh Chapel or other religious groups, my final days as an undergraduate student are just the beginning of my future, grounded in a faith that knows no boundaries, a faith that transcends creed, class, or nationality. This I believe in a goddess of suffering, a god of true life. I believe in a spirit of justice, a father-son, mother-daughter tree of life. I believe in a faith that shatters and is yet still restored. I believe in a Jesus that lived on this earth and suffered beyond human understanding. I believe when an officer shot and killed Dan Roy Henry, a black 20-year-old Pace University student who was sitting in his car outside a New York bar last year, our Yahweh mourned. And when that same cop was crowned Officer of the Year, we can hear her wail in sadness and rage. I believe that God created each of us in her image, that race and gender are built by humans to explain oppression based on color, country, gender expression, sexuality, or creed. I believe that a person who steals for bread is first and foremost hungry, that we as a society are accountable for acquiescing to that system that leaves that one and a million more starving and underfed. I believe that God knows no borders, God knows no walls. If we listen to the oppressed, such as the Palestinians whose homes are being bulldozed in Gaza, the Jews who came before whose lives were shattered, the Muslims targeted by xenophobia and bigotry, or the persecution of the brown-skinned today in the name of so-called secure communities. We can hear our Lord calling us to turn over the tables in our temples of greed. I believe in a love that seeks justice, in a love that kindles passion and purpose in those that know her. I believe that God blesses everyone. God does not only bless America or Boston University or the wealthy, the light-skinned, the able-bodied, or the straight. God blesses all. I believe that no matter what humans conjure up as creed, that the single most important truth resides in these words from our Lord Jesus: love your neighbor as you love yourself. RuPaul, host of Logo's hit show RuPaul's Drag Race, says it another way. If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love someone else? Can I get an amen?